From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Caribbean states told to press for the economic component of joint U.S.-CARICOM anti-drug efforts. Warnings in Grenada against freeing those jailed for the death of Maurice Bishop.
There will be tremendous repercussions, adverse repercussions for the government in power.
And new ratings for test cricket-playing nations. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Florida-based Professor Anthony Mingo says the declared U.S. war on drugs is an approach regional states should endorse, but he believes that the agreements putting U.S. CARICOM cooperation on this in place lacks an important ingredient. He says Washington is ignoring the economic component, which should form part of the package. Professor Mingo was responding to the reluctance being shown by countries like Barbados and Jamaica to sign a maritime drug interdiction agreement with the United States. He told Caribbean Report that one of the concerns rests with the fact that the Shipwrighter Act takes a warlike approach to the drug problem.